A reading from 2 Timothy, the second chapter. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me, in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting the faith of some, but God's firm foundation stands, bearing the seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also vessels of wood and clay. Some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of truth, that they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, after being captured by him to do his will. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Christopher Kroom, Faith Lutheran Church, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading this morning comes to us from 2 Timothy chapter 2. And here, St. Paul gives us the focus and the goal of the whole chapter, right there in the first verse. Be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. He picks it up again in verse 8 of our text, saying, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I'm suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. These two aspects, being strong in grace and remembering Jesus Christ, are the focus of the text. And if we get these two things right, then the rest of the chapter falls into place. Which begs the question, how is it that we could be strong in grace? I had a seminary professor once reveal his affinity for bumper stickers in class and the sometimes pithy sayings on them. As we work to be strong in grace, we might try and follow the bumper sticker that encourages us to practice random acts of kindness. or my personal favorite, are you following Jesus this close? You know, that bumper sticker that's written in font that's just barely big enough to be read if you're 4 or 5 inches behind the car in front of you. And then he slams on his brakes. But seriously, I think oftentimes we seek to be gracious people. After all, as God's people, we are ambassadors of reconciliation. Of course it would be a good idea for us to scrutinize our attitudes and our actions and work to make them conform to God's will. These are some of the things that St. Paul admonishes Timothy to do in this chapter. We would be well advised to do the same. Flee from immorality. Avoid godless chatter. Don't engage in foolish or stupid arguments. And correctly handle the word of truth. I don't know that Paul would admonish Timothy in these areas if they weren't growth areas for him. And if we're honest with ourselves, I believe they're growth areas for us too, aren't they? We engage in poisonous activities and desires more often than we would like to admit. We too give in to the sin that is crouching at our door. We engage in mindless chatter, godless chatter. And we fail to handle the word of truth as carefully as we ought. These things, they manifest themselves in the life of every Christian. Because what God's word says about us is true, we are sinners. And while this is true, being strong in grace, if you go back to the Greek, is certainly an admonishment from St. Paul to Timothy and for us too. The word, translated as be strong, is really an imperative present passive. It's something that's done to you, as if to say, be strengthened in grace. Friends in Christ, this is what makes all the difference. It's one thing to go about working to make yourself better and be confronted with the reality that you fail over and over again. It's quite another to lean on the one who makes you perfect by his grace, mercy, and forgiveness. To be shaped and molded by the potter himself who erases your imperfections, your sins, and restores you to perfection in his sight. Friends in Christ, God accomplishes this restoration in your life through the forgiveness of sins. Whether it's spoken upon you with the words of absolution, whether it's worn as a garment, as St. Paul tells us, through the waters of our baptism, or even eaten and drank through the Lord's Supper. At this very moment, as you hear the good news of Jesus Christ and his atonement for you, you are being strengthened in grace. Paul calls Timothy, as he does us this morning, to keep going back to that well of forgiveness, to be filled over and over and over again, remembering not just academically, like tying a string around your finger, but constantly being mindful of Christ Jesus and the hand of God at work in your life. Christ Jesus, the descendant of David, who has defeated sin and death, rising in victory over the grave. And as we allow our focus to remain on these things, the gospel permeates from our being in a way that's visible to those around us, and the Holy Spirit continues to endow us with the peace that passes all human understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God grant it this day. Amen.
We thank Pastor Christopher Kroom for today's meditation on God's Word.